Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So you know how your health insurance says you get reimbursed a certain percentage of reasonable and customary doctor's fees for your area? You know how that payment always seems to be low when it actually arrives? Like your doctor charges $500 for the visit and the insurance says customary is only $300, especially for out-of-plan doctors? Well, the New York State Attorney General, Andrew Cuomo, is announcing at this hour an agreement with health insurers in New York to update their database of reasonable and customary doctors' bills for out-of-network reimbursements to make them more, well, reality-based. An investigation by Cuomo's office found that they were underpaying by up to 28%. Are you surprised? Let's find out more about what this might mean from Reed Abelson, healthcare reporter for The New York Times, who's covering this today. Reed, thanks very much for coming on WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Are you at a news conference about this right now? Is Cuomo holding this?
I know he's holding one right now. We were able to talk to him yesterday about the settlement.
So tell us about the study.
Well, the study was very interesting because he had announced an investigation about a year ago into concerns that almost every consumer seems to share, that somehow what you're getting reimbursed isn't quite it doesn't reflect what you're actually having to shell out to your doctor. And he went for a sampling of counties and concluded that, in fact, the way the insurance industry had been calculating this was, in fact, understating the prevailing local fees. And he believes that, you know, patients have been systematically underpaid across the country by hundreds of millions of dollars.
Your article is on the front page of the business section of the Times today, and you reported it as a deal with United Health Group, but that affects the whole industry in New York State. I don't quite get the relationship yet.
Okay.
Can you explain it?
Sure. United Health Group, one of the nation's largest insurers, was business that was operating this database that's used widely across the country by pretty much everyone in the industry. And so in order to change how the database was being done, Mr. Cuomo reached a settlement with United Health Group in which they said, okay, we will no longer be in charge of operating this business. It will be given to a not-for-profit operated by a university so that the whole process is removed from the insurance industry.
Now, we also have with us briefly Paul Masalak. He's president and CEO of the New York Health Plan Association, a trade association representing 25 health plans that provide insurance services for 7 million New Yorkers. Mr. Masalak, welcome to WNYC. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you for the invitation.
So the Attorney General's study seems to conclude that there are, willful or not, very common underestimates of the amount of the actual customary and reasonable charges that doctors make for their services, up to 28%. What do you make of the study? What do you make of the deal that he reached with United Health Group yesterday?
Well, the deal does not address the study. The deal merely removes the perceived conflict of United owning Ingenix. The reprocessing of data or rates is not addressed by that agreement. And as a matter of fact, an explicit part of the agreement, certainly from United's perspective, is they admit that there's nothing wrong with the data. So it really still is just an allegation by the Attorney General that the reimbursement levels are undervalued.
You mean they admit no wrongdoing in this respect?
They admit no wrongdoing.
But quoting from their lawyer in the Times article today, it refers to the agreement with the Attorney General that, quote, addresses concerns about the independence of the database products and provides increased transparency that will help consumers make more informed decisions about their care.
Right.
You agree with that?
Well, I agree that it separates Ingenix from United, and it will increase transparency in terms of what the UCR rate will be. That
in
will
other
be
words,
public.
There was a fundamental conflict of interest that if it's the insurance companies that have an incentive to keep reimbursements down, that were coming up with their estimate of the rates that doctors were actually charging, that that was a conflict of interest that needs
perceived,
to be ended,
that was,
correct?
That was a perceived conflict of interest, yes. And by going to an independent entity, it should, you know, provide a final and decisive amount so that any future claims by physicians or patients that it's an inaccurate amount or undervalued should no longer exist. All of those arguments should disappear. And for, in that respect, we think it's a good move by that increased transparency. But it the Attorney General's effort is only, let's say, half an effort because it's still outstanding, does not address the flip side of the coin.
Which is?
And that is that the doctor's charge, which in many cases may be above that average value or the average usual and customary rate. So as an example, if a physician, if the rate that allegedly was low by virtue of this effort and somebody only was saying the UCR was $90 and the Attorney General's study said it should have been $100, he does not address the doctor who's charging $120.
Do you think that the Attorney General's Office of New York State could address that in some way?
Oh, sure. He can address price gouging by physicians as well as he can address, you know, perceived conflicts of interest by health insurers.
Of course, it's a market system, and so I could argue that if the average price of a procedure is $90 in a neighborhood and some other doctor wants to charge $100 and feels he can get $100, should it be the state's place to stop him?
But it should be the state's place to protect the consumer. So if we now, going forward, are going to know how much the health plan will reimburse that consumer and you, when you go to the doctor, you should know beforehand how much the doctor is going to charge you. Because one doctor could charge you $1,000 for a colonoscopy. Another one could charge you $1,200, $1,300. And unless you know that, you're just going to be paying the additional amount out of pocket. And this whole settlement will not address that at all.
Reed Abelson from the New York Times. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm not sure I agree with you. It seems to me that the settlement tries to make that information much more transparent. There will be a website created under the settlement in which, theoretically, a consumer will be able to determine what the prevailing market rate is in a geographic area for service.
Right.
So that,
it doesn't require the doctor, though, to disclose beforehand what he's going to charge. It will only show what the average rate is for the community.
Sure, but certainly isn't that a starting point?
I would assume.
And I'm interested in why you think the insurance industry never made this information available widely for its patients. Why has this always been a mystery to people about what exactly the insurance company will pay?
It's no different than the balance of government. I mean, Medicare only recently started making available what their rates will pay. And frankly, I mean, while we're talking about an independent standard,
right,
while everybody thinks that people will move to this new nonprofit entity, there are a lot of people saying, we won't even go down that road. We'll just use the Medicare rate, and we'll make that the usual and customary standard on which we'll base our reimbursement. If it's good enough for the federal government, it should be good enough for the rest of us.
So you think, perhaps then you think the federal government, in addition to setting prices, should also be in charge of handling claims? I mean, if they're going to determine pricing, what exactly does a private insurance company
The private insurance company
does.
Still contracts with the businesses and the individuals and sets the percentage of reimbursement. So you can use Medicare, and for my product, maybe I'll reimburse at 110% of Medicare. Maybe for your product, to make the premium cheaper, your company will reimburse at 90% of Medicare.
Well, let me read a story from Reed's article and get your reaction to it. It talks about someone named Ms. Jerome, who said she had been treated at Memorial Sloan Kettering in large part because her primary care physician recommended the hospital. She said she expected she would have to pay no more than her $3,000 deductible for going out of network. But she said she'd soon been swamped with bills that left her $70,000 to $80,000 in debt and trying to decipher bills with more than 200 line items. And her quote is, "You're lying there in a morphine grip with someone draining your lungs trying to figure this out, and you just cannot, it cannot be done." So what about that? Because it seems like insurance itself is not as transparent as it might be. If you think that you have, you know, that you have an out-of-plan deductible, let's say, of $3,000 or whatever it is, and you go to an in-plan surgeon to get your work done, but then it turns out that the anesthesiologist is out of plan,
mm-hmm.
some of the functions in the hospital are in plan, the x-ray is out of plan, I mean, it's getting to be a pretty tough full-time job to figure out even how you're covered.
And that's why the Department of Insurance in New York held a hearing this past fall to look at physician out-of-network balance billing and price gouging by physicians and those hidden physician services that a patient or consumer won't know about. And for the woman who was at Memorial Sloan Kettering, I mean, I'd venture to say if you looked at her case, there's going to be a significant spread between even what a usual and customary rate would be and what Memorial Sloan Kettering's normal charges are.
Paul Masalak from New York Health Plans, the New York Health Plan Association, thank you very much for coming on with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Reed Abelson, health reporter from the New York Times, who has this article on the front page of the business section. We have a few more minutes. I want to get back to the question of transparency, I mean, of the conflict of interest,
mm-hmm.
and whether that has been sufficiently removed. I guess it made sense, and Mr. Masalak from the insurance industry supported this idea of removing the database of how much doctors charge from the purview of the insurance companies. Who's going to be funding compilation of the database now?
Well, under the settlement, UnitedHealth will be contributing $50 million towards the creation of this new entity. And it's expected that other private insurers will also contribute as they reach similar agreements with the Attorney General.
So it's still going to be funded by the insurance companies. Who's going to hire the supposed independent auditor?
It seems pretty much that the Attorney General will have a very direct oversight over all the critical decisions about who will be in charge of the data. And I think the feeling is that unlike in the past where you and I or an academic researcher could never see or feel the data, this will be really much more open to the public. And therefore, if it seems like it isn't making sense, it can be audited. My sense is the plan is also not only to rely on what the insurers say is the prevailing market rate for a service, a mm-hmm. physician fee, but also do surveys or, you know, ask the doctors directly. So, again, there's a sense of what's really going on out in the marketplace.
How can consumers really compare from doctor to doctor? I think that what Mr. Masalak said is right, that sometimes if you call up a doctor and ask how much do you charge for this, you actually do not get a straight answer if they give you any answer. I've had that experience.
I agree with you. I think this is only a start. But I do think being able to say, I notice for a typical office visit in my area, doctors are charging $100. What do you charge? Is at least a helpful way to start the conversation. But I agree with you. I think this is an area that really needs a lot more transparency and openness so people know beforehand what they're likely to face in terms of costs.
Is there any kind of database or central clearinghouse that's open to the general public, easily accessible on a website, for example, that would allow you to compare doctors in your neighborhood? Because this is by zip code, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is. I don't think there is an easy way of doing it. And to be honest, the other problem is it's sometimes very hard to know exactly what services you're going to get before you go in. So I think this is really just a starting point. I also think all of us don't shop by price alone. We also want to have more information about how good our doctor is. How many times do his patients or her patients get readmitted to the hospital after a procedure, for example? That kind of information also needs to be public and available so that people can make a decision based both on price and on the quality of the services.
All right. Reed Abelson, New York Times health reporter, has a front page article in the business section today about Attorney General Cuomo settling with health insurers in New York State to make information about out-of-network price more transparently gathered. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Nuala McGovern produced this program with Paige Cowett, Lisa Allison, Michael Bernstein, Jody Avergon, and we say goodbye today to our no longer working for us for free intern, Michelle LeGros. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer.